Okay, yeah. Apocalypse Now, which was, to me, Rocky was my personal favorite movie, but Apocalypse Now was the movie of the year,
right,
as far as I was concerned. And I took the bus to Hollywood to see it at the Cinerama Dome and got the program that they gave out. And I still have the Life magazine with Brando on the cover.
Oh, wow.
I was into everything about Apocalypse Now. I've been reading about it for years. Couldn't wait to see it. That's one that I imagine being one of the guys on the boat. That would have been
of course.
Amazing.
There's this really great story about Francis Ford Coppola doing all the whole Robert Duvall sequences in Apocalypse Now. And, you know, they're using the helicopters for the Filipino airport, and he's paying for everything himself, and there's just all the incredible pressures of trying to do this. It's almost unimaginable. And him and Victoria Storaro come up with it, realized, much to his horrible chagrin, because he needs to get footage shot, much to his horrible chagrin, that if the helicopters aren't in the background, it just doesn't work. It's just dead. You can't have just the helicopters a little bit. After you've established the helicopters have to be flying in the air behind every single solitary shot. Okay, no, I didn't quite have as much of a problem as Francis Ford Coppola did, but I did tell the people, I go, look, if there's any shot in Spawn Ranch, I need to have a dog in the background. I mean, there can never be a shot that I don't see a dog doing something, because that was kind of what it was like. They had a lot of dogs there, you know, and that means the place is alive.
Yeah.
That means it's living. That means it's crawling. That means it's got fleas, you know, and that means it's scrounging. And it's just, there's a movement. There's always movement going on. The place is alive, and it's, there's always, you know, some living thing running from one pile of trash to another.
Right.
In the background, just keep it going.